And here now a story of achievement in baseball. It involves three brothers and a former major league pitcher. Here's our weekly sports commentator, Frank DeFord.
Tommy John won 288 games in the majors, but of course he remains far better known for the operation that now generically bears his name, Tommy John surgery. In 1974, a tendon was replaced in his damaged left arm, and miraculously he returned to pitch for another 13 years. So no one perhaps knows the capriciousness of athletic health better than he. Today, John is still in baseball, the manager of the Bridgeport Bluefish, who play in the Atlantic League, one of those independent circuits which are pretty much stocked by forgotten older players who've been passed over by major league organizations but still play for peanuts because they don't know what else to do and or they let themselves still dream that they'll catch lightning in a bottle. And by God, it can happen. A 32-year-old has-been named Brandon Knight was in the Atlantic League last season. Saturday night, he started a game for the New York Mets. Four nights before that, in York, Pennsylvania, Tommy John went out to the mound to remove a Bluefish pitcher who'd just given up 9 runs in barely more than 3 innings. But this time, when John took the ball from the pitcher, he also paused and embraced him. The pitcher was Tim Drew. Now, who remembers now that 11 years ago, Drew was a glamorous first-round choice in baseball's draft? I only know because of a wonderfully touching story written by Rich Elliott in the Connecticut Post. But oh, what was written about Tim Drew back then. Not only could the kid throw a live baseball 94 miles an hour, but his older brother, J.D., was also selected in the first round. And not only that, 7 years later, yet a third Drew brother, Steve, was drafted in the first round. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. J.D. of the Red Sox was the most valuable player in the All-Star game a couple weeks ago. Steve is shortstop for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They made it big. Tim did get to the majors. He pitched in all of 35 games. Mostly, though, he caromed around the minors until he ended up, 29 years old, pitching in Bridgeport. The human arm is really not built to throw a baseball. Like Tommy John, like a lot of pitchers, Tim Drew's arm busted. He had an operation. 3 tacks were inserted in his shoulder. He came back this year, but it didn't take him long to realize that whatever he had wasn't there anymore. After the game in York, he only asked Tommy John for one more favor. Sunday, back in Bridgeport, to start the game against Camden, he put Eric DeBose, his best friend on the team, behind the plate and drew through one more pitch. Then Tim Drew walked off the mound forever. He's going to go to community college. We hear about J.D. and Steve Drew, but most ball players are the brother in between. They're Tim Drew, and they hate to leave the game, but one day they realize they must. Just give me one last pitch, and I'll be gone. It was a strike right on the corner.
The comments of Frank DeFord. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Deborah Amos.